The administration of President Donald Trump recently blocked access to trusted travel programs for New Yorkers. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, among other federal agencies, say they need to see data from New York's DMV to vet applicants for programs like Global Entry and Nexus. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan, who met with Border Patrol officials on Monday, says the problem is even more dire. He says the agents told him that without the data, they're hampered in their fight against terrorism.
One of the people there said absolutely that people are going to get hurt. They also stressed that the DMV database is the absolute start point of everything. Without that, they have a hand tied behind their back. They can't do their jobs properly. They put themselves at risk. They put the public at risk.
Flanagan says while 12 other states allow undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses, only New York has put such deep restrictions on the use of its DMV database by other law enforcement agencies. He says the law needs to be reversed.
We're offering an amendment to repeal this law. It's very focused, it's very narrow, and it's very important. And we keep doing these types of things because the Democrats are really undermining public safety.
The green light law is one of the signature pieces the all-Democratic legislature approved in 2019, and many Democrats are reluctant to make changes. Governor Andrew Cuomo has tried negotiating with the federal agencies to reach a compromise. He says he told them they could have driver's license data for New Yorkers applying for the Trusted Travel or TTP programs. And he says he's skeptical, though, that they need the DMV data to fight crime.
You want TTP? You can have TTP. You want the driver's licenses? You can have the driver's licenses. You have a theory by which we are interfering with criminal enforcement? Explain it to me.
The governor says he thinks the real reason the Trump administration wants access to the DMV data is to make it easier to deport undocumented immigrants. And the governor says he's never giving over that data.
First rule is there is no access to the database for an immigration purpose.
The Assembly Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, in an interview with public radio and television, says she does not want to see the green light law altered. She says her Western New York constituents, who frequently cross the border into Canada, are affected by the standoff, though. Peoples-Stokes says the real solution is to get rid of the current president.
I don't know how you talk to a guy who's not, can't always have a rational discussion. It's always about how do you pay somebody back for something that may have worked in his business life, but it really doesn't work well for government.
And she says she hopes that we have a new president in November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.